A new healthcare plan for the homeless vapes being sold in pharmacies and flash flooding in Nepal. Good morning, this is Miranda and Sina with your 11 a.m. deadlines. A newly introduced initiative will address the healthcare challenges faced by Queenslanders of diverse backgrounds, including cultural and linguistic barriers. The Maras government is investing $17 million with the new Multicultural Health Policy and Action Plan, which has been developed in consultation with multicultural communities and stakeholders. The policy will recruit refugee health workers and multicultural health liaisons to deliver free health care for asylum seekers and refugees.
A new healthcare program has been launched yesterday to provide mental and general health services to homeless people in southeast Queensland. The Miles government have invested $6 million to the homeless health outreach team in the Moreton Bay region. This initiative will cover a team of nurses, allied health, psychiatrists and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health workers to provide a clinical interventions, assessments, care coordination and alcohol and drug services. Queensland Minister for Health, Mental Health and Ambulance Services, Shannon Fentiman, says the homelessness is a complex issue that requires an empathetic response.
Australia's housing crisis may start to ease with property prices slowly decreasing and rents increasing at their slowest pace in 4 years. Four capital cities posted a decrease in housing prices for the September quarter. CoreLogic reported Melbourne's prices sank 1.1%, home prices rose in Perth 4.7%, Brisbane 2.7%, and Sydney 0.5% in that period.
New national vaping laws came into effect today, allowing Australians over the age of 18 to buy vapes in pharmacies without a prescription. The laws require vape packing to be plain and the flavours sold are restricted to mint, menthol and tobacco. The Pharmacy Guide of Australia says they were adequately consulted about this reform and their vice president does not support the availability of nicotine vaping products. Tasmania and Western Australia are the only two states not to implement this law and are maintaining prescription-only vape access.
Kathmandu and other parts of Nepal saw their heaviest monsoon rains in two decades and more than 200 people have died in extreme flash flooding. Over the weekend, the Nepal army rescued more than 4,000 people from flood waters and all of the main roads out of the Kathmandu has been blocked. An environmental risk expert at International Center for Integrated Mountain Development said the scale of disaster has been worsened by unplanned urban encroachment on floodplains. This has been disproportionately being impacted by the climate crisis.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing.